الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion, just as we are sitting in a majlis now, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were sitting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great Sahabi, as it sometimes happens, you just say something loudly, a little above your breath. So he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ya Abdullah, atadri ma ma'ana la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O Abdullah, do you know what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, like all the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they had great respect. So they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know better. Unfortunately, we've got this habit. Anything that happens, a religious matter, everyone becomes a mufti. With regard to the matters of sighting the moon, some halal, haram issues of chickens, etc., some talaq matter, whether it's three talaqs or not, then we won't say, let the muftis decide, they know better. But each one of us becomes a mufti. We'll have a cigarette in our mouth, we'll be reclining on the couch, and we haven't made our namazes also, but we become big muftis. That should not be the case. We should be like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They handed all deeni matters over to the people who know about deen. For example, if it's a medical matter, then leave it to the doctors. If it's a plumbing matter, leave it to the plumbers. They know better. So we also should have that in us. Anyway, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained. Also another point is that there were certain Arabic terms which even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, though they were masters of Arabic, but they did not know. So just knowing a few Arabic terms doesn't mean we know everything about deen. Knowing a language doesn't mean you know English so you are a doctor, or so you are an engineer. No, you have to study in that particular field. So just knowing Arabic doesn't mean that you are an alim also. You have to study in that field, then you will become an alim, a mufti, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is the meaning. That la hawla amma asiyatillah. That there is no turning away, no protection and saving oneself from the disobedience of Allah, from sin. Illa bi ismatillah, but only when Allah protects you. Wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah. And we have no power to do the right things. Illa bi'unillah, but only with the help of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, a person must make his full effort to do all the right things, stay away from all haram and wrong. But he must know it's only by Allah's help, by Allah's fazl, not by his own. He can't do anything on his own. How many times it happens, fajr time or maybe another namaz time, we made sunnats finish at home, wuzu, everything sunnats, ready to come to the masjid exactly in good time for namaz. But there again the stomach, some gurgur happens and we have to go back to toilet again. And we sit there sometimes, whole jamaat is finished. Sometimes stomach is troubling so much, even our namaz becomes qaza. So it's not in our hands, it's only in the hands of Allah. We have to try our utmost best, but know that a person can only do good by the help of Allah. And he can save himself from guna only by the protection of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj, on the way in Jannat, he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, give my salams to your ummah. The ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say alayhim wa alaykum wa alayhimus salam. That salam on them. And this, there are many lessons for us to learn. What a great ummah this is. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent salams especially for us. If we just think like some great person, some great buzurg, some great alim, sheikh, he sent salams for us, how happy won't we feel? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has sent for each one of us salams. And who brought that salams? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If salams are brought by somebody, by in a letter or something, but this is who brought the salams, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time till today, all the great muhaddithin, the great ulama, they've narrated this hadith. And after how many years this hadith, this salams has reached us also. So we should make qadr, we should appreciate it. And when we are that ummah, that salams has been given for us, then we should also behave accordingly. Our amal must be accordingly, our character must be accordingly, that who are we, that when some so great people have sent salams for us, then we should not be that fajr time we are sleeping, when we become angry, we lose ourselves, and what terrible things we speak, that should not be the case. We should be also acting and behaving accordingly. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said, tell your ummah that Jannat is a barren land. By Iman, we will get the plot of Jannat. Like somebody buys a plot. By buying the plot, we paid whatever amount for it, 80,000, 200,000, whatever, and what kind size plot it is. But the plot is empty. And then what are the things of the plot, the palaces in that plot of Jannat, the beautiful trees, the rivers that will flow, the beautiful maidens, Hurul Een of Jannat, that is all the amal a person will do. So by Iman we'll get the plot of Jannah, and by Amal we will get all the other beauties and ni'mats and favors of Jannah. And then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah gharsum min ghrasil Jannah. That la ilaha illallah is a tree of the trees of Jannah. So any person, if you have a beautiful house, then the house is built, the structure is finished, but you're still not happy, you don't go and stay also. You say the tiling has to be done, the carpeting, the finishing has to be done. When that is done, many times the wife will say, still we can't go stay, do the gardening also. Everything has to be done. So we want a beautiful Jannat, and we have to do it while we are here. And one of the beautiful gardens, to make the gardens of Jannat, is to read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Also, in the when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, when a person on farsh, on the earth, says la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah Ta'ala says on the arsh that aslama abdi wastaslama. Whatever ibadat we do, it's not just that we are doing it, Allah replies to it also. So when we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah says aslama abdi wastaslama. What does that mean? Aslama abdi wastaslama. Ay abdi aslama wa taraka al-inada. That when you say la hawla, then Allah says aslama, which means Allah is saying that my banda, my servant, has become obedient now, and he has given up disobedience. He has become pious now. He has changed his life. Wastaslama. And the second part, when he reads wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah says, Abdi Abdi fawwada saira umuril kainat ilallahi azza wa jal. My servant, my banda, has handed all his matters over to me. From the roots, he has handed it over to me. And when it is in Allah's trust and in Allah's care, who can look after it better? Like, for example, we are transferring a property, a house, and you got good conveyances, lawyers. When you give them the work, then after that you don't have to worry. They inform you. The work has reached this stage. We need this signature. We are waiting for this document. You don't have to worry anything. Then the best of all conveyances and trustees is Allah Ta'ala. Ni'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. So when we read this, all our matters, problems which we can't solve, our financial matters, our children's marital matters, our own marital matters, when we read this, we have handed it over in the care of Allah. And who can look better after it than Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he passed away, Then one Bedouin, a person of the village, came and to give him taziyat, condolence, to remove his sorrow, his sadness. And he says, nobody gave me such consolement as this Bedouin gave me. He asked me that your father has passed away. I said, yes. He said, he's gone by Allah Pak. I said, yes. He said, who can look after him better, you or Allah Ta'ala? I said, Allah Ta'ala will look after better. How much can I look after? Then he said, why are you worried then? That when he's gone by Allah, and Allah can look after him better than what you can look after him, then why are you worried? So by reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, we are handing our matters over to Allah. Then why must we worry? Allah will take care of it in such a way. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell your ummah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Tell your ummah to read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ in great abundance. And our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, according to Arabic language and Arabs, anything you do by 70, it means you did it a lot. Like we say, I told you 1,000 times. I told you 1,000,000 times. We don't mean actually 1,000,000 and 1,000. We mean I told you so much already. So like that, 70 was a huge amount. So if we read it 70 times a day. Also our Shaykh was very, very kind hearted. He said, by Allah, Allah multiplies all good deeds by 10. So if we read it even just 7 times, Allah will multiply it by 10, it will be 70, and it will be counted that we said it in a huge amount. And we'll get all these benefits. So we should try and make a habit every day in the morning, in the evening, read it 7 times. The benefits are very, very great. And some of the mashayikh, the Sufis, made the complete islah and complete reformation of the murids only on this one wazifa. They only showed them this wazifa to read. Because when Allah himself says, he is reformed now, and he's changed his life, that is Islam. And when Allah is saying that, then what more does a person want? And when a person says this, then, and perhaps he's still making guna, then the farishtas look up to Allah with a questioning eye. Ya Allah, you said he's given up guna, and he's changed his life, but he's still in guna, we see. Then Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate it, and Allah puts his protection on that person. Now he wants to commit guna, but Allah will make something, he gets a puncture. He loses his direction. Something like that will happen, and he cannot make the guna. Allah will put his protection. So it's a very great wazifa. We should try and read it regularly. Let us read it now 7 times. And also, we can just read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the 7th time, we can finish the whole kalima, Illa billahil aliyyil azim. And we can even add, which comes in the hadith, the 7th time, La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allah illa ilayhi. So let us read it together, inshallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 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 لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. Try and read it every day. Inform the woman folk, also the family. All should try and read it every morning and evening. Doesn't take any time. Benefits are very great, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم